You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on September 26th, 2024. And this week we're talking about some recent comments from the Pope in which he claimed that all religions are paths to God. He said different religions were like different languages that people might speak, but they all arrive at the same God. We're going to talk about that in our episode today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/09-26-24. Now for our discussion this week. Here's the video in which the Pope made these comments that we're talking about here today.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diversi idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison, an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God, and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno schii, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano.
Indo,
ma sono diversi cammini.
There are different paths.
Now that video was taken from an interreligious meeting with some young people during the Pope's visit to Singapore. While he was there, he argued that every religion is a path to God, that we are all sons and daughters of God, and that there are different paths that we can take to reach Him. There are a few things I want to discuss here today. First, what did the Pope get right? I want to be fair here and not just criticize. There's something that the Pope said in those comments that I would agree with. God is a God of all. We are all sons and daughters of God. All people have been made in the image of God. This was true in the beginning when God made Adam and Eve. Genesis 1:26 and 27 says, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and of the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Now, this was true of Adam and Eve, but it wasn't just Adam and Eve. It was also true of all the others who would come after him. We know this because it was the basis for the punishment that God prescribed for murder just a few chapters later. "Surely I will require your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it. And from every man, from every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man." Why was the punishment so severe for murder? It was because the one who commits murder destroys the life of one who has been made in the image of God. Also, on this idea that we are sons and daughters of God, this agrees with what Paul said when he was speaking with the philosophers on Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17. "He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children." It is important to note there that Paul was speaking to a Gentile audience, not a Jewish audience. All people are the children of God, not just those who are of the chosen nation of Israel. So we can agree with the Pope on part of his comments. However, what did the Pope get wrong? Well, first, he said that every religion is a different way to God. He is flatly wrong on that. Jesus is the only way to God the Father. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." When Peter and John made their defense before the Jewish council, they said, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." There is no salvation outside of Christ. It is only in him and through him. And when Jesus gave the Great Commission to his apostles, he said that the gospel was the message for all people. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." So all people are to obey the same message if they want to be saved. And then those who are saved are going to be in Christ's church. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the church was established, it says in the last verse of that chapter, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord was adding to their number." Some translations say the word church there in that context indicates that's what he's talking about. "But he added to their number," added to the church, "day by day those who were being saved." Jesus is, as Paul explained in his letter to the Ephesians, the Savior of the body, and that body is the church. He also said that there are many paths to God, but that's not true. There are really just two paths that we could take, and Jesus talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount. "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." One path leads to God and to eternal life, and that is the narrow way, and few will find it. The other path, that is the broad way, where many go in that way, that leads to destruction. Now, another thing he said that was interesting was that he used language as an analogy. He claimed that different religions are like different languages. Well, interestingly, the Bible portrays different languages as a cause of confusion. Notice the result of different languages at the Tower of Babel when people were trying to build that structure. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, they have the same language, and this is what they have begun to do. And now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. Now, because they could no longer understand one another, they could not work together. And this was done because of their disobedience to God and their rebellion against him and his will. That's not what we should be going for here. Paul told the Corinthians, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." And earlier in the same letter, he told them that they were to speak the same thing. "Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and the same judgment." Now, it's fine if people speak different languages today. One language is not better than another. But in religious matters, we must be united. We need to have a common set of beliefs and practices and not differ from one another like what the Pope was arguing for in those comments. Now, another way we can look at this is that we will all stand before Christ. In that regard, we are all going to the same place. Paul said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." In Paul's conclusion to his speech to the philosophers in Athens, he told them about this. "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead." The fact that we will be judged by Christ was the reason why Paul told them to repent. He did not tell them that their preferred religion was just one of many paths to God. Peter said that Jesus has redeemed us from our feudal way of life, which was inherited from our forefathers. Yet the comments from the Pope only serve to make people comfortable in that feudal way of life rather than turning from it to follow the way of Christ. So the Pope said that every religion is a path to God, but Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." We can either believe Jesus or we can believe the Pope, but we can't believe both. If you are in another world religion, you need to get out of that and follow Christ. If you are in the Catholic Church, you need to get out of that and follow Christ. If you are in any church that is not the one that he established, that we can read about in the New Testament that started on the day of Pentecost, then you need to get out of that and follow Christ. The way of salvation is open to everyone, but it is only through Christ. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials and also to that video, if you want to check out his comments, you can find those in the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/092624. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.